Lorna Wilkinson thought her relationship with her husband was over.
The marriage was just plagued with alcoholism, mistrust, and I did not want to deal with this anymore. You know, I just wanted to be free.
Then she heard Nancy Lee DeMoss on the radio.
There was a conviction that came over me, and I could not touch that dial. After that, it was just like a miracle that occurred in our home, Nancy.
This is Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss. It's Wednesday, September 7th. You've joined Revive Our Hearts in the middle of a week-long celebration.
Congratulations on your 10-year anniversary.
What a blessing you have been to the body of Christ.
God's used it to give me so much hope for the future.
Happy birthday, Revive Our Hearts.
During this week of our 10th birthday, we're focusing on some of the main themes that have affected listeners over this decade. On Monday, we focused on the topic of revival. Yesterday, we looked at biblical womanhood. Today, we'll consider marriage. How has God used Revive Our Hearts to affect marriages since this ministry first went on the radio in 2001? Well, Nancy and our guests have spent a lot of time exploring biblical truths about marriage. Here's just a small sampling.
What we need as men is a helper. Here's what we don't need. We don't need somebody to scold us.
There was so much that I didn't realize about what's going on in the mind and heart of our men.
Every man is devastated, and it takes him forever to get over when he hears her say, "I love you, but I don't respect you."
For him, he saw it as standing in opposition to him.
We don't need somebody to control us or to insist that your way is the right way, if it's just your preference.
You stop holding your standards over someone else, and you say, "Lord, help me love my husband as you've made him, as males are."
That's one of the greatest ways we can show respect to our husbands, is to value their judgment, even if we don't agree.
And our willingness to back up and allow our husbands to lead, God can work in us in ways that He cannot work any other way.
When we're married, the two shall become one flesh.
It is the super glue God gave relationships to bond them and forge body, mind, and spirit.
I believe that it's a gift that God gave to married couples, and it's a gift He wants them to rejoice in because it's from Him.
His redeeming blood can heal and can cleanse and cleanse you all the way back to a state of purity, where you can come in full surrender and make your bedroom a sanctuary where the two of you can be together, body, mind, and spirit, and it is beautiful.
God has given me this man to love, and love doesn't depend on my feelings. Love is an action. Love is a decision.
You don't have to let a harsh, badly behaved man turn you into a harsh, badly behaved woman.
Once we start realizing that we can reach out to our husbands and love them the way that they need and support them in the way that they need, it builds them up to be the men that God created them to be, and suddenly they start becoming the men that God created them to be.
Nancy, the Lord has used these messages to affect a lot of relationships.
When Revive Our Hearts first began 10 years ago, I could not have imagined how God was going to use it to deeply and profoundly impact marriages. And my heart has been so moved by the emails and the letters we've received in that decade. We've truly watched God breathe new life into marriages that seemed hopeless and even dead. We're about to hear one moving example from my friend Lorna Wilkinson.
For about the last 9 years of that marriage, you know, the marriage was just plagued with alcoholism. And, of course, you know, with alcoholism, you know, there is mistrust and so many other things that go along with that. You know, you get to the point where if your husband tells you he's going to be at a certain place at a certain time, there's no trust anymore. You know, there was a problem with finances that just totally broken down, you know, because there was no responsibility there. You know, it was mainly to the drinking that really took precedence over everything else in our home. And so, you know, after years and years of dealing with those issues, I did not want to deal with this anymore. You know, I just wanted to be free. And, you know, my idea of freedom was to get a divorce and just be away from, you know, this man that I'd loved for 21 years and who was a very good father and really and not abusive to the children in any way or myself. But the finances and the home was just in a state of chaos.
How had you responded during those years, those 9 years of frustration? Were you typically patient with your husband, or had you had some outbursts, or how did you handle all that?
Well, Nancy, initially, you know, I felt that, you know, this would change, and I had a lot of hopes. And it just got progressively worse. And what started happening in my life, I became very angry and I became very frustrated and I was very, very bitter. And I, in a sense, disliked my husband. And I wasn't a member of a church at that time. I, you know, I knew about God, but certainly I did not have a relationship with him. I was just lost at that point. And I started lashing out and getting mean and hateful in the relationship. And I didn't like myself for doing that. So there was a lot of guilt and just so many things that were new that I wasn't used to feeling. And, you know, I felt like, you know, something had to be done. And so I decided, well, the best thing to do was to just go ahead and get a divorce and this would end all of that.
So it sounds like there was a lot of tension and anger in your home for quite some time.
Yes, it was, because I could not trust my husband anymore. I would get dropped off at work, and I never was picked up. You know, I would be there for hours, sometimes necessitating going in and renting a hotel room that was close by. And it was a very, very difficult situation. But I endured until the point where I said, I cannot endure this anymore. I have to be released from this. After I filed for divorce, we had only one vehicle, and so I had to go out and purchase one. After I purchased a used vehicle from a friend, and the night I picked the vehicle up, it was a program on the dial 107.5 FM. And in the past, I had never listened to Christian radio before. I had no interest in it, really. You would have just tuned out that station. But at that particular moment, there was a conviction that came over me, and I could not touch that dial. It just had to remain there. And I go to work early in the morning because my day starts at 6 o'clock for work. And so on my way to work the following morning, the radio was still on, and you came on. And the program that you were talking about was Total Forgiveness. And I listened to that, and I was just completely broken. You spoke of 1 Corinthians 13 and how God defined love for us, and there was no envy, and it didn't keep scores, and, you know, that we had to release ourselves, you know, be able to forgive in order to get that release and not hold on to things. And that program just went around and around and around in my mind, and, you know, I just couldn't get it out. A couple of days later, driving home from work, I gave my life to Jesus. At that point, the divorce was filed, and I had asked my husband to leave, to move away, and so he did, and that's why the need for the vehicle. And a few days later, I received a call stating from him that he was very sick, and I was still very angry and frustrated to some degree. And I said, "Why are you calling me? Why don't you call 911?" And so he hung up the phone, and in his sickness, he did call 911. And at that point, he had had a heart attack. At this point, my heart was softened, and the Lord was in my soul and all over me at that point, you know, and the family had gathered at the hospital, and they were wondering where would he live, you know, if he had recovered from the heart attack. And the Lord spoke in my heart and said, "Go and whisper in your husband's ears. He doesn't have to worry about a place to live, to come home." And, you know, with all the tubes and all the things that were attached to him, I wasn't sure if he heard me, but I went and I whispered in his ears, you know, I want you to come home, honey. I love you, and we'll work it out. After all of that, he was released from the hospital. And when he came home, the Lord is such a wonderful God that we serve. He's so alive and he's so well and he hears us. Everything that we say to him, we may not think at times that he's listening to us, but he's all ears for us and his arms are outstretched. And, you know, I experienced that. And when my husband came home, I remembered he was sitting on the couch in the living room. And I went there and I knelt in front of him and I said, you know, honey, there's been so many things that have happened in our lives, you know, over the past years, you know, where I've lost trust and so many, many hurtful things. But I just want you to know today that I forgive you. I forgive you because I'd heard that from you, Nancy, that we have to forgive to release yourself from the burden so that we can love. And I told him that I had forgiven him and I would never, ever think of those things again. Even if he were to bring those things back up, you know, in our relationship, I would dismiss them because as the east is to the west, that's how I had forgiven him. And I asked him, I said, will you forgive me? I said, I have been wrong too. Will you forgive me? And he said, Lorna, I can't think of anything I need to ask you to forgive me for. You know, you have been wonderful. And I said, you know, thanks be to God. After that, it was just like a miracle that occurred in our home, Nancy. A total restoration, total recovery that overtook our home. You know, my husband totally lost the urge to drink. He smoked cigarettes. He totally lost the urge to smoke cigarettes. He obtained a full-time job because, you know, it was very, very difficult for him to work prior to that, you know, because some morning he got up, you know, he couldn't do his job, you know, he couldn't get there on time, you know, because he was drunk. But this was just a total recovery, and the Lord just brought us back in such a way. We started having family meetings, prayer meetings. There were flowers, there were postcards, there were quiet candlelight suppers, just you know, a host of things that, you know, very few people experience in a marriage. You know, just total love, total affection. But, you know, I'll have to back up a little bit and said, you know, after he came home, I still had frustration and dislike in my heart. You know, but the words that you said, you know, was that, you know, many times you will not be able to love your spouse in the way the Lord intended you to love him. But if you will just say to the Lord, I cannot do this on my own, but if you will just let your love flow through me to my husband, I will be most grateful. And Nancy, I was able to use that every single time I felt dejected and I felt hurt and I felt frustrated because, you know, when you first accept the Lord, everything just doesn't vanish. You still have to deal with those hurts. But I would just repeat those words. Lord, I cannot do this. I cannot love the way you intended me to love. But I am just asking you, Lord, to just release that love. Just give me your love. Just let it flow through me to this man. And Nancy, the Lord was gracious. The Lord was so gracious to do that. All the faults that I had created in my mind against my husband, you know, all the wrongs, they just started melting. They just melted down, Nancy. They just melted down. One by one, the scales just fell off my eyes, and I was able to see the glory of the Lord, the love that 1 Corinthians talks about. you know, that does not hold anything against anyone, but you can just be released to love in the manner in which the Lord intended us to love each other.
So you really started by forgiving as an act of your will before your husband changed or before you realized that you were going to have this miracle in your marriage. You just obeyed God, and then God brought the restoration and restored your emotions and your heart towards your husband. It wasn't the other way around, was it?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was not until I submitted, and that's another program that came right after that, total submission. You know, for us wives to be able to submit to our husbands. And it is not being a dish rag or a dish towel or a floor mat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just submitting to him and respecting our husband and loving our husband and letting them know, you know, when the marriage becomes destroyed, you know, you start taking over. And the more you take it over is the more your husband falls into a place where he doesn't need to be. You know, and so as I was able to submit to my husband and said, you're in control of this home. I submit to you.
Was that hard for you, Lorna, after those years of him not being earning that trust and that respect on your part?
Yes, initially it was very, very difficult because you're very scared to let go. You're wondering, can I really let go? You know, is this going to go back to where it was and I'm going to have to start all over again with the hurt
mm-hmm.
that I felt, you know? But you have to get to the point where you trust God, that you know in your heart that the Lord will be there for you, and the Lord is always faithful and just, and that he will never let us down. His words will never turn void, you know, and so, you know, you just have to hold on to that strength and not be afraid to let go and let God.
Now, once you did that, I know the Lord wasn't going to let you down, but were there times that your husband let you down after he came back and you forgave him?
No, we were very blessed. The Lord gave us total recovery, I suppose, Nancy, because, you know, it was a short time for us left. You know, where the home was at peace and, you know, again, you know, my husband had returned to work and we were praying together. We were on our knees together, just asking the Lord just to abide in us and us to abide in him. And it was just wonderful, total recovery. And, you know, so I'm just here to say today that, you know, for some, Nancy, who are feeling that there is no hopes and that, you know, the only thing that's left for them to do is to, you know, apply for a divorce and just be separated. You know, I just want them to know that the thing to do is not to take it upon yourself, is to give it to the Lord. And really, not in spoken words, but totally and completely from the heart. Because we can say a lot, but it has to come from the heart. You know, where you are willing to submit to God in all ways and to trust him and to be obedient and to know that God will never let you down. On a Tuesday morning, my husband woke me up. It was about 4 a.m. in the morning. And he said, Lorna, I want to tell you right now that a man should love his wife with all his heart, with all his soul, and with all his mind, as God has loved us. And he said, I want to tell you at this moment that I love you that way. Nancy, those were the very last words spoken from my husband. A few hours later, he had another massive heart attack and went to be home with the Lord.
Wow.
I had no way of knowing this. You know, I had left work that afternoon, and the minute I arrived home, I was met by my oldest son, and he said, Mom, the ambulance just took Dad. I think we have lost him.
Mm.
And Nancy, I don't know where this came from, but the words that came from my lips were, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because, you know, there was the Sunday before, my pastor had called for an altar call. And he said, if there's anything that you need to pray for, come on up. And I went, Nancy, up to the altar. And I prayed to the Lord for my husband health to be completely restored, just to be completely restored, that his heart would heal and that it would be totally mended. But at that moment, Nancy, I realized that sometimes we ask for blessings in the flesh, but God knew better than I did. He wanted to give him eternal healing. He wanted never again for him to hurt and to suffer from his heart. And so he blessed us in such a wonderful way with eternal healing. He took Pascal home. He took him home to be with him. It was just such a wonderful thing, Nancy. And I said, you know, when my son told me that the ambulance had taken him, I know he had gone to be with the Lord before I got to the hospital. And I said, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Jesus, for the work that you've done, for your eternal healing. You know, Joel 2:25 tells us, I will restore to you the years the locusts have destroyed. And you know, 21 years of destruction, the Lord restored those years in a matter of months. You know, we would say, you know, well, I don't have 21 years left, but the Lord's time is not our time. In 4 months, all was restored. Thanks be to God for his blessings and his faithfulness.
We've been hearing the story of Lorna Wilkinson and the power of God to breathe life into a dead marriage. I'm so thankful for the way that God has allowed Revive Our Hearts to impact marriages like Lorna's. Hardly a week goes by that we don't get emails from women who have watched God change them, their husband, and their marriage. Please join us in praying that God will continue using this ministry to call wives to submit themselves to the Lord, to respect their husbands, to trust him to breathe life into struggling marriages, and in some cases to give them the grace to endure and to press into what may continue to be a difficult marriage. By God's grace and with the help of your support, we want to continue providing a biblical perspective on marriage that will have a huge effect on homes for the next 10 years and beyond.
Thanks, Nancy. We're celebrating the 10th birthday of Revive Our Hearts this week, focusing today on marriage. We've seen how God has used the program to radically change the relationships between husbands and wives. If you believe in this ministry and want to be a part of this kind of change, would you consider supporting Revive Our Hearts? When you donate any amount to the ministry, we'll say thanks by sending you Nancy's classic book, Lies Women Believe and the Truth That Sets Them Free. The book will help shape your thinking on relationships through chapters like, I Have to Have a Husband to Be Happy, It's My Responsibility to Change My Mate, If My Husband is Passive, I've Got to Take the Initiative. Along with Lies Women Believe, we'll send you a booklet called Up Close and Personal. It describes the process Nancy went through to say, Yes, Lord, surrendering herself to God's plan. That eventually led to Revive Our Hearts being on the air. Ask for Lies Women Believe and Up Close and Personal when you donate any amount. The number is 1-800-569-5959. That's 1-800-569-5959. Or take advantage of this offer by visiting reviveourhearts.com. You'll find a lot of helpful resources at that site, including a longer series featuring the story of Lorna Wilkinson. You can listen online or get the complete conversation on CD at reviveourhearts.com. Look for the series Transformed Women, Meet Lorna. I also hope you'll watch a short film our team created to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of Revive Our Hearts. It considers the impact of the ministry on one mom and one daughter. You can watch it at reviveourhearts.com. Tomorrow, we'll continue the celebration, thanking God for his provision. 10 years of calling women to freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ. Please be back for Revive Our Hearts. Thank you. Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss is an outreach of Life Action Ministries.